The views and opinions expressed on this program are those of Dale Jackson, his guests, and callers. They do not represent the views of Cumulus Broadcasting, its management, or this station.
And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM. 92.5 FM, WVNN online at WVNN.com, and on your smartphone on iHeartRadio.
News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN News Time 6:08 here on your Good Friday morning. Yes, it is Good Friday. Good Friday is actually one of my favorite religious days, which sounds kind of weird. I understand, but it is one of my favorite religious days because one of my favorite religious things is the Stations of the Cross. We all know what the Stations of the Cross is, right? I hope you know what the Stations of the Cross is, whether you are religious or not. The Station of the Cross is a pretty amazing thing. Now, I was reading this morning that around noon at Aldridge Creek Greenway, there will be a traditional Stations of the Cross. Now, unfortunately for me, I do a radio show in Birmingham from 10 to 1 every single day, so I can't get to the Aldridge Creek Greenway, because this is something I would really like to see, actually, if I had the opportunity to go check it out. Now, I'll also be the first to admit I'm a pretty poor Catholic. I mean, that's just to be honest with you, I'm a pretty poor Catholic. But I would like to see the Stations of the Cross this year. So I need to ask my audience, someone help me out here. Is there a PM church service or a PM Stations of the Cross that starts after, say, 5 o'clock? Right? I'm into the whole Jesus thing as long as it's convenient to me, right? So is there a PM Stations of the Cross here in the Tennessee Valley? Preferably one that's pretty good. I remember when I was growing up in the school I went to, we did the Stations of the Cross every single year. And if you don't know what the Stations of the Cross is, just real quick, it is the reenactment of what happened to Jesus. Now, the one at the Aldridge Creek Greenway begins at noon at the north entrance to the Greenway at Mountain Gap Road. Groups of 12 pilgrims, with each group led by a guide, stop at each of the 14 traditional stations where costumed readers, including Mary, Peter, Pilate, and Simon, recount one of the most significant events along Jesus' path to the cross. The paved, handicap accessible walkway, which is mostly level, goes on for about a mile. Shuttles are available at the south end for people who prefer to ride back to their cars, which can be parked in the parking lot convenient to the north entrance. This is the 11th year they've done this. It's done in memory of Reverend Howard Williams, the late minister for spiritual formation at the Weatherly Heights Baptist Church, who came up with the concept of the outdoor walk. Again, this is one of my favorite religious actions, religious events. So if you have a church that you know is doing these, or you know of a church that is doing one of these in the PM, I would love to hear from it, and I'll probably go check it out because it's something I want to see. And I was talking to my girlfriend, and I told her, I said, you need to see this thing. I guess she's never seen it. She actually, I don't think, even knew what it was, what the Stations of the Cross is. So she's going to check it out with me, and I'd like to go see this. For those who don't know, I'll run through them. Jesus is condemned to death. Jesus carries his cross. Jesus falls the first time. Jesus meets his mother. Simon helps Jesus carry the cross. Veronica wipes the face of Jesus. Jesus falls the second time. Jesus meets the women of Jerusalem. Jesus falls the third time. Jesus is stripped of his garments. Crucifixion, where Jesus is nailed to the cross. Jesus dies on the cross. Jesus is taken down from the cross. And Jesus is laid in the tomb. And some do and some do not. I would think if you were doing traditional, you would not do this. But some apparently do the resurrection of Jesus, which is included in the 15th station of the non-traditional part. So that is not a deal breaker by any stretch for me. But those are the 14 stations of the cross, including the, I guess, non-traditional 15th station of the cross. Now, why do I like it? Now, why do I like this? Because this is the seminal moment in the Christian faith, is it not? I mean, if you think about this, or it's the beginning of it, it's the seminal moment in the Christian faith, or at least the beginning if you want to take the three-day period as the actual, if you want to encapsulate that whole period into this one moment, it is the moment. It is the moment that Christianity comes into being. Okay? It is the moment where Jesus Christ is killed and then he rises from the dead. And if you're a Christian, you got to at least see this once. I mean, and again, there are a lot of us out there who are what I would refer to as quote-unquote bad Christians or bad Catholics, to where we have faith. And again, I've just fallen out of practice. And again, I'm not making excuses. I'm just explaining to you in an honest way what I'm talking about. But there are those of us who have fallen out of practice. But if you have never seen this, and if you have never taken part in one of these or envisioned one of these, or not envisioned, the wrong word, seen one of these, this would be a good time for you to do so. There's no time like the present, right? And, you know, this is a little different than being the Easter Christmas Christians. You know, the guys who show up to church on Easter and Christmas and take the seats and the parking spots from the guys who are there all the time. This is a little bit different than that. This is the Stations of the Cross. This is today. And I'm looking, and you can email it to me, Dale at WVNN, or you can pick up the phone, 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. You can pick up the phone or email me and tell me when your church is doing that particular event, the Stations of the Cross. Again, noon doesn't work for me, although it sounds really interesting out there on the Greenway. It sounds really interesting. I would love to go see that, but I'm not going to be able to get out there. But the Aldridge Creek Greenway, that starts at noon. If you've never seen it and you're available around noon, go check that out. That sounds like a pretty interesting event. Otherwise, shoot me an email, Dale at WVNN.com, or call us, 1-866-494-WVNN. All right, enough. Enough Jesus talk from me, I guess, on Good Friday. It probably won't be the end of it, but that'll be the end for now. We'll switch gears. We'll get back into some of the stuff going on around the world today. Not that this isn't important, including some horrible advice from a Nebraska school. Can you guys make this about the Common Core in some way, shape, or form? I bet some of you could. Also, pollution. You racist. Just think about that. Think about how racist pollution is. A new report says that racism or segregation is not only happening in the school system, it's happening in pollution. And again, I think we can all agree before we get into this that it's not really happening. People are self-segregating. If you find yourself living in an urban area with a lot of automobiles and manufacturing and a lot of people, I don't know, clumped into one area and very few trees, my guess is you're going to find, oh, I don't know, a little higher level of pollution. I don't know. We'll talk about it. But apparently this study is absolutely here. And ridiculous. Also, well, we'll get back. We got more. It's the Dale Jackson Show. Stay tuned. Live and local. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it. All All right, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, News Time, 6:23 here on your Friday morning. Ever since we become a society, good Friday, by the way, ever since we've become a society obsessed with bullying and thinking that we can stop it by, I don't know, talking to bullies and things like that, we see things that come out that kind of make us laugh. This is one of those. In Nebraska, there was a school system in Lincoln that put out a list of dealing with bullies. And the list is so incredibly stupid that I have no idea whether or not it was serious or not. But here's the list of them. Zeman Elementary fifth graders were sent home a flyer to help them learn to act, or excuse me, to teach them how to act if they are being bullied. One, refuse to get mad. Anger is a feeling we have towards our enemies, not our buddies. Again, these are people being bullied. When you get angry, you are treating them like they are your enemy. Besides, if a bully finds out he or she can get you angry, you become their puppet and the bully controls you. Number two, treat the person who is being mean as if they are trying to help you. Yes, I always remember the people who teased me for being a bald 14-year-old that they were really just trying to help me learn that I should just shave my head. Quote, no matter how insulting or mean they may sound, be grateful and think they really care about you. This does not mean you have to believe what they tell you. They need to get these people into dealing with rape victims. Oh, when they're raping you, just think that they love you. Pretend that they are trying to help you in this situation. Don't take it the wrong way, but you don't actually have to enjoy it. Do not be afraid. Fear is something we feel towards enemies, not buddies. When you are afraid, you are treating the bully like an enemy. If you are afraid, you are authentically putting the bully in the stronger position, and you automatically lose. And since the bully wants to keep winning, they will continue doing the things to make you feel afraid. Rule four, do not verbally defend yourself. I mean, think about this. Imagine your kid had a bullying problem. Is this the advice you would give them? Do not verbally defend ourselves. We defend ourselves from enemies. So we are treating the other person as an enemy, not a friend. When one person attacks and the other person is the defender, the attacker is in the stronger position, so the defender is automatically the losers.
I have a feeling you disagree wholeheartedly with this.
Yes, because that was the main way I defended myself growing up when I was a little kid that didn't grow until I was like 18 years old.
Which molded you into the talk show.
Which molded me into the monster that I am today. They say, the rule four continues, if we defend, we lose. I mean, this is, I want to know the psychopath who wrote this. Number five, do not attack. We attack enemies. And this whole, it's like this crazy cult-like thing. We're not enemies. We're buddies. We attack enemies, not friends. If I attack you back, I am treating you like an enemy. So the bully will, in return, treat you like an enemy. Isn't he already hitting you? Isn't he already hurting you at this point? It takes two people to fight. This is awful advice. If I'm pummeling Jason, Jason is not just supposed to lay there and take it because at the end of the day, he doesn't want to be involved in a fight. He's involved in a fight against his will. Trust me. It's the person who retaliates or responds that actually starts the fight. I'm not a big fan of this person must be fired, but holy crap, someone needs to be fired. Whoever came up with this list needs to be fired because they're insane. Rule six, if someone physically hurts you, just show you are hurt. Do not get angry. If someone hurts you, you want them to feel sorry and apologize. If you get angry, they won't feel sorry. Oh, my husband hit me because I burned things. If I wouldn't have burned things, he wouldn't have hit me. Rule 7, and this is probably the dumbest one here. Don't tell on bullies. The number one reasons bullies hate their victims is because victims tell on them. Telling makes the bully want to retaliate. Tell an adult only when a real injury or crime, theft of something valuable, has occurred. Would we keep our friends if we tattled on them? These are your friends? Number 8, don't be a sore loser. No one likes a sore loser. Would you like to play with someone who gets all upset when they lose? Lose graciously and be a good sport. Kids will like you better, especially the ones that are beating the crap out of you. Rule 9, learn to laugh at yourself and not get hooked by put-downs. Make a joke out of it or agree with the put-down. For example, if you think I'm ugly, you should see my sister. You're right, and it's going to get worse. I've known that for a long time. Thanks for noticing. If you think I'm a nerd, you should see my dad. Needless to say, parents were not too happy about this. Got all over the school system, and they responded by sending out another list of better bullying handling techniques, but wow. I mean, this is our school system.
So wait, there was 10 rules?
There were new rules. New rules came out. Stay tuned, WVNN.
It's live. It's local. It's the Dale Jackson Show on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Listen live online at WVNN.com and on iHeartRadio. Depend on it.
All right, News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time, 6:37 here on your Friday morning. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. We got some great giveaways coming up today. We got some great giveaways coming up today. And we're not talking little giveaways. We're talking about big giveaways. And we'll get into those here in just a little bit. So stay tuned for that. It's the the sweet deal of the week. Make sure you check all those things out on our website at WVNN.com. That kicks off at 9 o'clock. It's a great deal. It's a great deal. If you're looking for something to do with your loved one, stay tuned. I'll tell you about it here in just a quick second. We're talking about this bullying thing. And I'm not ashamed or I'm not someone who has a problem with admitting that in my past I was a bit of a victim of a bully here or there. I mean, I was a little guy. I was a nerd. That implies I was smart. That's not right. I was a dork. Maybe that would be a better way to say it. I brought a lot of it on myself because I ran my damn mouth all the time. Surprise, right? But I listened to this list of things where they say don't, where they tell you not to do and what to do when you're being bullied. And it is kind of astonishing because the advice is so bad. Let's go to the phones. Steve in Madison, advice like don't tell. That just seems like incredibly horrible advice. Good morning, Steve. How you doing?
I'm all right, Dale. How are you doing?
Excellent.
Yeah, you know, I had a little experience with being bullied as well because I was a nerd, the quintessential nerd.
So you were smart.
And, well, yeah, maybe. But, you know, I can imagine telling this bully, I think your list said to say, you know, if you think I'm a nerd, you should see my dad. And, you know, and this guy would probably say, well, good, let's go kick his butt too.
Yeah, I don't know. I read that list, and there's zero actual information in there that's of any use.
Is this for real, or is this just a delayed April Fool's joke?
No. This is completely real. It is completely real. This is a list that went out to a school in Nebraska. So you've been bullied. This is a good opportunity to ask you. What do you tell your children?
Well, I have a daughter, and thankfully, she hasn't been bullied much, but I tell her to stand up to the bully to the extent that she can, and then, you know, if the bully continues, then let somebody in authority know, a teacher or whatever, you know, that this bully's continuing to do that that thing, you know, the bullying thing.
Yeah, I don't understand. I appreciate your call. I don't understand the logic here. Now, I'm not one of these people, and I've been outspoken on this program before about people who claim, well, I'll tell you, if you are bullied, we need to have a conversation. The bullies aren't going to stop, okay? This whole idea where, you know, we just need to have a more awareness of bullying and all this other stuff, that's a farce, too. I mean, these are two different sides to an absurd coin. On one side, it gives you an absolutely ridiculous way of dealing with it, and on the other side, they pretend they can talk it away. And I don't mean talk it away as it's happening. I mean have meetings about bullying and all this other stuff. Like, there's a bully sitting in an auditorium somewhere just waiting for the right words to be said that are going to turn their trigger off and make them say, wow, I really shouldn't be bullying people now that I think about it. I mean, that's... nonsensical. It's absolutely nonsensical. But there are people who believe that that's the answer. I believe the answer is somewhere in between. When it happens, because it's going to happen, and you should be an adult and realize it's going to happen in society, and these are things that happen all over the place, you should acknowledge it happens, and you should figure out a way to deal with it. Now, the way they come up with dealing with it, it's pretty bad. It is a pretty bad. Refuse to get mad. Treat the person as if they're trying to help you. Don't be afraid. Don't verbally defend yourself. Don't be a sore loser. Don't tell on the bullies. Don't attack. If someone physically hurts you, just show them you are hurt. Do not get angry. And learn to laugh at yourself. The advice here is so bad. The school system that did this, the school system that wrote this, ended up writing a letter back to their parents, apologizing for it, and then offering up another fact sheet with how to deal with bullying. And it's better. It's better. But here's the email the Lincoln Public Schools sent out. A flyer that contained inaccurate information regarding how to handle bullying situation was sent home with Zeman Elementary School fifth graders. Here are parts of the letter from the Zeman principal sent to families this afternoon to apologize and offer more accurate information. Quote, our educators at Zeman Elementary work hard to provide accurate and appropriate lessons and education for our students in how to handle bullying situations. The flyer was sent home with good intentions. Unfortunately, it contained advice that did not accurately reflect the Lincoln Public School System's best practices regarding response to bullying incidents. We encourage all students and parents to continue to communicate to our staff if you have any questions or concerns about bullying incidents. And then they put together a fact sheet on things you should do. It should not do. And, you know, the funny thing is, in the list of things they said not to do, here's one of them. Do not minimize or make excuses for bullying behaviors. Do not rush to resolve the bullying problem for your child. Do not tell your child to avoid the bully. Do not confront the bully. And do not encourage physical aggression. Do not avoid the bully. Do not tell your child to avoid the bully and do not minimize or make excuses for bullying behaviors. Yet the list they sent out said to basically do those things. Pat in Athens, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. Thanks for calling. What's up?
Hey, good morning.
Morning.
First of all, they're kind of asking the kid to suppress, you know, a reaction to this. And you think about how many kids have taken their life because they were bullied to a point that they just couldn't handle it anymore. And because they're saying, don't tell on the bully. Well,
yeah.
they may interpret that, oh, I can't tell my parent, or I can't tell a teacher. So you have to think about that. And, you know, I think last week Glenn Beck had an article where it was kids of different races, sadly, on the school bus, and someone was videotaping this. And the boy was obese, and the school had just picked on him, and finally, she was slapping him, and he kept saying, "I want to go home. Please let me off the bus." So anyway, he finally had enough, and he put her in a chokehold and had her by the hair, and she was the one that was screaming, trying to get someone to help her. And, you know, it just, you just get to a point with these kids that you just can't, you know, this was horrible advice, and I can't even believe the school got involved with that. But, you know, I've only been bullied, and sadly it was my twin brother. He used to pick on me all the time, and finally after I beat the snot out of him, he never bothered me again.
Oh, well, listen, I didn't have a twin brother. I appreciate your call. I didn't have a twin brother. I'll tell you this. And Jason, you've met my brother. He's a big dude. But imagine my brother, how big he is now, being that he was a linebacker on a football team. Okay? And I was about a foot shorter than I am now, and I weighed 150 pounds. And my brother's a pretty stocky, a big dude. And that guy used to beat the crap out of me all. But that's why the bullies at school, it didn't bother me at all. I mean, it did not bother me at all. Because at the end of the day, it was just whatever. Whatever you can do to me, it's already been done. So good luck. You know, it just really didn't do much to me. Now, if you go read, you're never going to do this, but there was a AL.com article or a Huntsville Times article written about me a long time ago when I first started here. Not when I first started, but a year into when I first got here. And in that article, they referenced my brother. I don't know if you remember this, Jason, but in that article, they referenced my brother, and he talks about beating the crap out of me. And he said, I'm going to see if I can find it. I'm going to see if I can find it. But in the article, he talks about beating the crap out of me. And in the article, he references putting a chair on my throat and pouring water down, waterboarding me. I mean, just think about that for a second. That's what I had to put up with. And I think that's why I learned to run my mouth. So
that explains a lot.
No, I think thanks to my brother, I learned to run my mouth. Sparky in Madison, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Morning, Dale and Jason.
Morning.
I think a lot of people find that letter from whichever irresponsible teacher in Nebraska sent the original one out would probably find that pretty fun. But I'm kind of disturbed. I mean, to be honest, if this is the kind of people who are teaching our kids. I know the days of corporal punishment and getting paddled by the gym coach, or like you probably remember if you went to Catholic school like I did, getting your butt torn up by the nuns. And I'm telling you what, they are tougher than any gym coach. Mm-hmm. But there were lessons that were taught when we were a less kinder, gentler society that kept people in check. And this kind of nonsense only empowers bullies, in my opinion. It empowers them because they know they're going to get a pass, and they're going to go on to beat their wives and get into worse troubles.
No, you know, I think there's a good. I think there's a lot to be. I appreciate your call, Sparky. Thank you. I think there's a lot to be said for that. I really do. I think there's a lot to be said for that comment where all the stuff like this does is empower people who would behave this way. He's exactly right. That is exactly what this does. All this does. It is empower people who would behave this way. And if that's what we're trying to do here, and if that's what the goal is here, congratulations, because I think you're doing a pretty good job of helping people behave this way and making it a consequence-free world. I agree with that. Thank you so much, Sparky. 1-866-494-WVNN, 1-866-494-9866. We're going to try to track down that article. And if I can find it, I will share it with you. It's the Dale Jackson Show, live and local, News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
Now through the end of April, the Second Chance Refinance can help families with credit scores in the 500s. Don't miss your chance to save thousands. Call First Family Mortgage before it's too late at 425-0105.
News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN News Time. It is 6:54 here on your Friday morning. Just a heads up here real quick. And let me just remind you for just a second. And this is just me speaking for myself. Maybe what I've done here this morning is not the most helpful thing. Let me just put it this way. we've been laughing about bullying because it happened to us. Well, we're talking about bullying that, you know, you understand what I'm saying? It seems like we're kind of taking it lightly. And I don't think that, I don't want that to be the consideration here. I don't want people to think that that's what we're doing here, because that's not the intention here. And I can understand how it might come off. An emailer says, well, you're kind of laughing about what your brother used to do with you. Well, yeah, because I personally can see the humor in it on my end.
And I think we're also kind of laughing that how it's kind of been, it's kind of like a overblown situation, because now you're pretty much saying it's like, well, don't confront the bully, don't punch him in the face or anything like that, which really is going to be the only way that you solve the problem based on your experience and my experience
as well. I fought with my brother regularly. Don't get me wrong. I fought with him regularly. However, I never won. So I don't know if fighting is the way to respond. I responded with my mouth.
Well, siblings.
I responded with my mouth and learning to deal with it and take the abuse and throw it back verbally. That's how I dealt with it. I don't even think that's the right way to deal with it. That is not where I'm coming from here at all. I'm just telling you that's how I ended up dealing with it. And I can only speak to myself. So let's go back to the phones. Mike Huntsville, you're on the Dale Jackson Show. What's going on?
Hey, Dale.
Hey.
You know, my son is a smaller child, and we've had issues with this before, and I always teach him to respect authority. And I think that's something society-wise that maybe we're lacking some as far as respecting the teacher's authority or something like that.
Uh-huh.
At the same time, there's a time when you've got to be your own advocate, and you've got to take things into your own hands because you have no other choice. And so I had always taught him that, you know, the phrase I used was, God made big people to take care of little people. And when I was growing up in Tennessee, we had a group of seniors when I was a sophomore that were unbelievable. Now, the teachers disciplined, and they would bust your tail if you needed it. But we had a group of seniors that were true leaders, that if they saw something going on, they didn't have to wait on a teacher. And that wasn't that they would run around and just terrorize people, but if they saw something that wasn't right, they took it upon themselves to help make it right. And I think that's going to be a big deal with this issue. You know, you don't have to wait on the teacher necessarily to step up and make something right.
Well, I guess the question would be, if you were to ask people, I guess the question would be whether or not other students help the kids who are being bullied. And I think the answer there is no. So the only people that are there to help them, the big people for small people, is the teachers, right? And if you don't tell, and by the way, I'm not one that says, go tell. I don't know if that's necessarily the right answer. There's other ways to deal with it, but I think there's some culpability, and this will be somewhat, you might disagree, Mike, but I think there's some culpability on those who are bullied to deal. I mean, this is life. I mean, it's, Mike, you might have found in the real world, at least I found, there are bullies there too. Right, Mike?
Yes. You have to be your own advocate, and you have to stand up for yourself. And it's been my experience that typically most of the bullies I've encountered are typically fairly lame people that's looking for an easy target. And once you establish that, you know, I'm not going to be that easy target, then typically they'll leave you alone. I'm not saying that works every time, but I would say the vast majority of time it does.
Yeah, I would agree with a lot of that. I appreciate your call. And honestly, I think, let me just say this again. You got to learn to deal. I know it's not politically correct, it's not nice, it's not the friendly thing to say, but man, I'll tell you, if you're a kid out there and you're dealing with bullying and stuff like that, you got to learn to deal. I mean, there comes a time where you yourself have to learn to deal with this kind of stuff, because if you can't, you're going to find yourself in a pretty bad way. And again, it's not your fault you're being bullied or any of that stuff, that's not the point. But don't ever believe that, boy, it's just going to get better if I can deal with it, if I can find the right person to tell. Just know that life, this stuff continues throughout life. But if someone's bothering you or hurting you, you should tell. I mean, there's no question about that, but there needs to be a bit of coping. We need to focus more on coping than changing the people who aren't going to be changed. That's my take. You're more than welcome to yours. Stay tuned.
From the First Family Mortgage 1 FMC.com studios, WVNN Athens, WVNN FM Trinity, a Cumulus station.